Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Legal counsel have made initial court appearances for all parties in a lawsuit involving alleged sexual misconduct on the job by a former Clarksville police officer. In a separate case, 35-year-old Michael Tobin faces 3 felonies and 8 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. He's accused of showing sexually explicit images from a criminal case to a minor under the age of 18 between September 2021 and February 2022. Tobin has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial is set for October 10th in Butler County District Court. Earlier this month, 2 sisters also claimed Tobin had sex with them while they were teenagers and he was on duty. Chloe Trowbridge, now 18, and her sister Alondria Trowbridge, now 20, each filed lawsuits in Butler County against Tobin, the city of Clarksville, the Clarksville Police Department, and Police Chief Barry Mackey. They are joined by their mother, Carrie Trowbridge, as co-plaintiff for the lawsuit. Chloe Trowbridge's lawsuit alleges she and Tobin had sex on countless occasions when she was 16 and claims who she believed was the mayor of Clarksville walked in and saw them together at the police station but did absolutely nothing about it. According to Alondria Trowbridge's lawsuit, in August 2021, days after she turned 18, Tobin manipulated her to participate in a weekly ride-along in his patrol car, leading to sex at least 48 times over an 8-month period. Their lawsuits seek unspecified damages for harassment, assault, child abuse, enticing a minor into sex, child endangerment, sexual grooming, kidnapping, stalking, illegal surveillance, and negligence in the hiring, retaining, and supervising of city employees. Attorneys from a Des Moines law firm made their initial court appearance Monday on Mackey's behalf, while lawyers from a Cedar Rapids law firm made their first court appearance Friday, representing the police department, an unidentified mayor and/or city council member for the city, and the city of Clarksville. A Cresco man facing 10 charges related to sexual abuse of at least 5 minor victims is again seeking permission to travel out of state. The Iowa DCI and Cresco police arrested 73-year-old James Hughes June 7th on 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, all Class C felonies, and 6 counts of lascivious conduct with a minor, all serious misdemeanors. According to the DCI, a report filed with Cresco police in March 2021 alleged that sexual abuse by Hughes involving a juvenile Boy Scout troop member occurred over several years. Further investigation accused Hughes of sexually abusing 4 other juvenile boys, also in his troop, with some incidents spanning more than a decade. Hughes has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial date is scheduled for October 25th in Howard County District Court. Last week, Hughes filed for permission to travel out of state for trips he had scheduled prior to his arrest, including a 51st anniversary trip to Alaska August 9th to the 20th, plus Rochester, Minnesota August 21st, 23rd, and 24th for medical appointments related to surgery on his left shoulder. It's the second such request for Hughes, who is currently free on bail while awaiting trial. He was granted permission to travel to Lanesboro, Minnesota on June 17th and to Minneapolis for his son's birthday and a Twins game on June 19th. Hughes was ordered to return to Howard County at the end of both day trips. A Mason City woman, considered a fugitive from justice, has been arrested on drug charges in Floyd County. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop just after 12:30 yesterday morning led to the arrest of 34-year-old Lacey Puchetta. Her car was pulled over for speeding near the intersection of Highway 14 and 260th Street, about 12 miles southwest of Charles City. The criminal complaints show Puchetta was clocked going 73 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. And after Floyd County K-9 Sirius indicated a positive alert for drugs, the vehicle was searched. Found was a plastic bag with a white crystalline substance which tested positive for methamphetamine, plus a glass pipe with drug residue. Puchetta was charged with possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia and ticketed for speeding. She was also wanted on a Cerro Gordo County warrant, where she was on probation for her conviction last August for fifth-degree theft. Court documents show Puchetta violated her probation when she was arrested in Maurer County, Minnesota, December 6th of last year on another theft charge, but failed to appear for a court hearing on December 28th. In February, her probation in Cerro Gordo County was revoked, and she was sentenced to serve 2 days in jail by March 10th, which she had failed to do. Authorities have identified the victim who died last weekend in an accident during a North Iowa RV convention. The Iowa State Patrol says the incident occurred about 7 o'clock Sunday night at the Winnebago Grand National Rally near Forest City. 65-year-old John Connolly of Glenwood, Maryland, was driving a pickup truck while pulling a 2-axle trailer on the rally grounds when the trailer became unhooked and went backwards, snapping the safety chain. 76-year-old Joyce Engstrom of Frontina, Minnesota, was inside the trailer and tried to jump off. However, she was dragged underneath the trailer and was seriously injured. Engstrom was flown by Mercy AirMed to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for treatment, but died from her injuries. The Winnebago and Hancock County Sheriff's Offices and Forest City Police, Fire, and EMS also assisted at the scene. A pair of Northeast Iowa natives wrestled for national titles over the weekend at the 2023 Women's Junior National Championships in Fargo, North Dakota. Charles City's Lily Luft did not win her match, but took national runner-up honors at 132 pounds. Decorah's Naomi Simon fared better, winning the national title at 164 pounds. The showings by Luft and Simon helped Team Iowa finish second in the team standings, with Pennsylvania winning the team title. North Iowa softball teams advancing at the girls' state softball tournament yesterday. It was Clarksville beating Southeast Warren 7-1 in a first-round Class 1A matchup, while Central Springs beat West Monona 8-2 in first-round Class 2A play. Both teams will be in action later this evening. Central Springs will take on Van Meter at 5:30. Clarksville plays North Lynn at 7:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.